Welcome to this bonus story for Lori's testimony. In the main episode, we talked about her living in a haunted house and how that had repercussions in the rest of her life. Well, this is the extra stories that we didn't talk about when it comes to the main episode. There's more that happened in the house, and so this is everything that happened in there. And then we'll finish with some of the things that she struggled with when it comes to her mom and not being believed by a whole lot of people. So that's what this bonus story sort of episode is about. So I hope you enjoy it, and let's get straight into the conversation with Lori.
Night terrors, I would say, would have been the start of it, because I was probably too young to remember having night terrors in the old house. But this house was something I do vividly remember being scared. Like, I would easily go from room to room, but in this house, it was like, let me look out the door and then run to the bathroom. So that's kind of how I felt at this house. And in this house, I think one of the first things besides the night terrors were sleep paralysis that I started encountering. And they were very short at first, which I know sleep paralysis, if you've ever had them, they're not short feeling. But compared to what I know sleep paralysis for as an adult that I've recently had, it was much shorter. So I would remember myself sleeping and I would wake up, but also not wake up. Like, I would almost feel myself awake, but my eyes were still closed and I can still see the room. It was a very weird thing. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't move. And the scariest part about the sleep paralysis was I could hear like my neighbor and my dad having a conversation on the side of the house next to the bedroom that I was in. And I would know everything they're saying. And then once the sleep paralysis was finally over, I would be scared. So I want to get up and say, oh my God, mom or dad, like, help me. They weren't there. My dad was at work. My mom was, I don't know, outside gardening or doing something. Both my sisters and my brother were like playing somewhere. Whatever the case was, I was alone in that room and there was nobody having a conversation right next to me outside. So it was really weird. I kind of brushed it off as a kid because I didn't know what it was. I just knew it was scary. And then besides the basement being creepy, I started getting these dreams or I would say nightmares that I was possessed. And I would wake up in my dream and I'd be in my bed and I'd be walking around lost. And there was like, I almost want to say like an apocalypse movie type of look in my dream. And when I would pass my reflection, I would get worse and worse and I would kind of hunch over and I would be losing my breath. And every time I looked in the mirror, I looked absolutely disturbing, like the scariest face of myself that I could see. And I could just describe it as my eyes were just drooping down my face. I had just boils coming out of my face. It looked like I was set on fire. And I was just a child at this time. And this is what I was seeing. And I would wake up in night sweats, just sweating all over my body. I would wake up with sleep paralysis. And one of these dreams that I had very vividly was a guy would break through the window that I would sleep in and he had no teeth and he would scream and he looked absolutely psychotic and he would grab me through here and he would tickle me really hard until I couldn't breathe. And that would throw me into like that sleep paralysis type of thing. And I would wake up and again, night sweats. My mom, I think she just thought it was just scary dreams. And then there was a time in this house that I had, it was a tonsil, I don't know what the thing is called, but I got my tonsils taken out. And at this time, I couldn't eat and drink because something happened in the surgery that they didn't know of. And my vein ended up bursting open. But the night that this happened, I was laying down in bed next to my mom. And at this point, I was really just like thin and dehydrated and hungry. I couldn't eat. I couldn't drink or anything. And it's been like, I would say like 9 days already since my surgery. And I just, everything was bad. I saw two ghosts go from the room that I was in with my mom to my mom's bedroom.
Can you explain what that looked like? Because I don't necessarily know when someone says a ghost, like I don't necessarily know what they mean exactly. Can you explain that?
So it was a figure, actually. It was, I don't know if it was a male or female, so I can't say, but it was two figures. They were like people figures and they were see-through and white. It was like a whitish, bluish, like a light tint blue to it. And they walked from one room to another. And both of them, when they walked out, it almost felt like they told me to come out. It was really weird. So I got up and I was scared, but I got up and I don't know why, but I got up and I walked to the bathroom and I felt weird. So I was like, I felt like a weird taste in my mouth. So I spit and blood, just all blood came out. And that's when we found out like my vein burst, these massive balls of clots were coming out of my body and I couldn't stop. It was like projectile blood and I was losing tons of blood. And I looked in the mirror and I looked like I look like in my dream when I look like I got set on fire, except I didn't have the boils, but my face was like this and I scared myself and I started screaming. My mom grabbed a towel and put it on my face and she said, she's going to take me to the hospital. And my dad's like, no, I'm calling 911. And I remember she pushed everyone aside and she grabbed me and she drove to the hospital in like record time. She took all these red lights, I remember, and she parked right in front and they put me in surgery and brought me out. But that's always stuck with me because I know it's not good what I saw because it didn't make me feel good. But seeing those white things coming out of the room, it made me wonder because of like Grim Reapers and stuff like that. Like, was I dying? And when I got to the hospital, they told my mom, she lost so much blood. She's going to need a blood transfusion if we don't get her in like now. So if it wasn't for my mom to take me on her own instead of wait for the ambulance, I would have probably needed a blood transfusion. God knows what would have happened. But that was a major incident that happened. And I've always compared it to that dream because I remember looking in the mirror and seeing myself and saying, wow, like, this is scary. Like, I look like I'm in my dream. I want to go back to that house really quick. My mom ended up buying my little sister these really popular toys. They were troll dolls and, they were extremely popular in the 90s and she would play with them all the time. And my mom herself said she would get skeeved out by them. She's like, I don't know. They would worry me and they scared me a little bit. I never played with them. I was more of a Barbie girl, but they scared me. And she would always, my little sister would always tuck them in and whatnot in the bed. And when my mom fixed the bed in the morning, she would just put them in the built-in bookshelf that was attached to the bed. And one day I remember this was shortly before she threw them out. The doll, when I was in the mirror, I was doing my hair, just putting it up, I remember. And I saw the doll in my peripheral, like turn his head and blink at me. And then when I turned around and looked at it, I was like, the doll moved. I told my mom too. I said, Ma, the doll is scared me. The doll moved. And she's like, we're going to get rid of the dolls. Don't worry. My mom actually did. I guess she spoke to someone. You're not supposed to burn or dispose of evil things a certain way. So what she did was put it in a bag. And we live near a river. So we double bagged the troll dolls and we threw it in the river and we watched it go. The dolls obviously never returned. Excuse me. They never returned. And that was the end of the troll dolls. And after that instance, I remember it was a beautiful night out and we were hanging out in the bedroom. And I remember vividly, my dad was also in this bedroom. He told me he remembers this, but it was not how I say. I remember this day like yesterday, and this is why I fear spiders. I was hanging out on the bed. We were watching TV. It was all of us, a family of six, just in the room hanging out. Suddenly, I'm like, oh, spider. And I used to grab the daddy long legs to rip the legs off. It was fun to me. And I wasn't scared of the spider. So that's what I like to do. I saw a daddy long leg and my mom went to go grab it. And I was like, oh, another daddy long leg. And when I looked to my right, there was like 12 daddy long legs on the built-in. And then coming like out of nowhere, there was more on the walls. And then they were crawling towards the bed. There was like 50 daddy long legs everywhere. And my mom is like smacking them and killing them. My dad's grabbing them. Where did this come from? I have no idea. It went from one daddy long leg coming down on the wall to 50 daddy long legs. I mean, if you've ever seen videos of like them together in a bunch and then they all start coming down, that's how it looked. It was so frightening. And then since that day, I've never liked spiders ever a day in my life. I'm so terrified of them. It's the only thing I think about. That was, I don't know if that was symbolic or not, but that was another scary thing that happened that was not normal. Where did they come from? It was in like a crease of the wall that it was just like they appeared. It was so scary. And this was after the troll incident happened and before we moved and whatnot. So that was another thing that scared me really bad. I remember around this time I had my, I think it was my last, it was my second to last dream before we moved from that house that the guy would come in and tickle me. Because I remember shortly after I no longer laid to go to sleep at the window. I would lay now on the foot of the bed to sleep. So that was one of those moments that I won't forget that.
Okay. And are you aware of anyone else in your family seeing something like that?
No.
Okay. So the only thing that they saw was the demon that all of you saw the same and described the same to your mom that you learned afterward.
Yeah.
When it comes to your siblings, that's actually a good question that I just had. They had seen the demon. I don't know how much of other experiences they had. It's definitely the words on the wall that your mom saw. So that was something that was not only seen by you. But when you left the house, did your siblings still continue to have these kinds of dark experiences, or was it just you?
My little sister and me are much closer, and she did say that she's had some weird experiences of herself on her own.
Okay. So you think something followed at least the kids?
We've spoke about it, and we do think that we don't know if it's generational or it was from the home.
What do you think about that? I don't know. If you ask me, there's definitely a few instances when I was young that I learned afterwards were definitely demonic, but at the time I just didn't have a frame of reference, so I didn't know what to do with them. So I'd be curious to know if you guys have had any of these as well. The next part is Lori talking about her mom, and even though her mom was a Christian, she struggled to believe her, and I think that's also natural, but Lori talked a little bit more about that, so I wanted to put it here. So there you go. Enjoy that part of the conversation as well. When it comes to your mom, she had seen some of the things in the house. And she seemed to believe you then, because you also talked about dolls moving. And had she seen any of that? Like, do you know what your mom saw apart from the words on the walls in the basement? Do you know what else she saw?
My mom has mentioned that she did see something weird from the dolls. So my mom, I feel like, is, I would say, a little more secretive, because she never wants to scare us. Especially if we're there. So it's almost like we'd have to pry it out of her. But she did, I remember when I mentioned the dolls, she did say those, there's something wrong and we are going to get rid of them. And when I asked her, she said, I believe you because I feel the same.
And I remember too, there was the voodoo objects in the attic that came back. So she saw that too, which is what makes me curious as to why at that point she didn't believe you anymore. Because before she seemed to believe you because she had similar experiences, but when you moved out of the house, and I mean, that experience, to be fair, is is another level of intensity as what you were talking about. But do you have an idea of why and when or why she stopped believing you?
I think you hit the nail on the head. It's just the intensity portion. She saw certain things with her own eyes. And then what I was going through was way more supernatural. And it, like I said, like describing these things, it almost feels silly. Like I'm making something up. It almost feels like I'm telling you something that I read in a comic book because I want to scare you. It does not feel real. It does not seem real. It sounds like I'm faking it. I don't blame people if they don't believe me. It's just sometimes it's like faith. You have to have faith, you know, just believe in whatever it is that it, what's that quote? Faith is believing what, you can't see or something like that. It's kind of like that. Like, you just, it's hard to explain. It's real. It's very real.